welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. Guys, my voice sounds weird today because I'm so sick. I've got flu, but I'm going to go to the doctor later on today. So please just bear with me. Today, we're talking about resilience. When the year started, I decided that I want to challenge myself and get out of my comfort zone and maximize my productivity. So I decided to do the 12-year week. The 12-week year is a productivity system that helps you achieve more in less time. We typically think of a year as 365 days divided into 12 months, right? And we often procrastinate when it's time for us to do the things that we put on our vision boards because we keep thinking that we have time, right? The 12-week year mindset focuses on 12 weeks as a year of intense productivity instead of 12 months. It challenges the narrative of saying, I still have time and the end of the year is still far. So instead of trying to achieve your goals in 12 months, you aim to achieve them in 12 weeks. During the 12 weeks, you have daily and weekly goals you have to achieve that help you achieve the ultimate goal that you want to achieve in 12 weeks. The benefits of the 12-week year include increased focus and productivity, a greater sense of urgency and motivation. Ever since I started the 12-year week, I respect my time and I value it more than I used to. I even value my relaxation time. Because with a 12-week year, you have to set time aside to relax to avoid burnout. So now I plan what I'm going to do while I'm relaxing. It's no longer about chilling, watching TV, or going wherever the wind blows anymore. And it has also made it easier to say no to hanging out at awkward times because I'm more intentional with how I spend my time now. Now I actually understand why people say time is expensive. It really is. So far, the 12-week year has been going great, but the last 3 weeks have been challenging for me. I wasn't my best self. I wasn't okay at all. I think I was going through an existential crisis of some sort. I had a bad meeting, and thereafter, I just felt overwhelmed with a lot of emotions, and there was a lot of pressure on me. It's been a difficult 3 weeks for me. However, throughout the difficulty of the past 3 weeks, I still managed to tick some of my weekly goals of the 12-week year. I didn't manage to achieve all of my weekly goals during the past 3 weeks, and I even missed some of the important ones, but I still showed up and upheld my commitment to the 12-week year. It was really tough continuing with the 12-week year while I was going through what I was going through, because my creativity and sometimes my work are a reflection of how I feel. When I was preparing the previous episode, I had a mental block. I think you could tell by just how short the episode was. Looking back, I could have said more on the topic, but nothing was coming to my mind. A part of me wanted to postpone publishing the episode, but I was like, I don't know how this mental block is going to last, and what if postponing publishing is going to prolong my mental block, you know? So I was just like, okay, let me just do it. Also, postponing the episode was going to make me anxious because I was going to stress and worry about not publishing on time. So I was just like, let me just do it. Here on the podcast, I'm very vulnerable and authentic. So me postponing the episode and only publishing when I felt better would have been me trying to be a perfectionist, and my authenticity would have been lost in me trying to be perfect. Something I'll never do is come on the podcast and pretend to be something I'm not or pretend that everything is okay. I will never do that. I always want to be authentic and to remain consistent. As much as I had a mental block and wasn't fully tapped into my creativity, preparing for the previous episode helped get my mind off the pressure I was experiencing, and I managed to push through some of the mental blockage. My creativity wasn't the only thing that was affected. My strength in the gym was also affected these past 3 weeks. I was eating well, but for some reason my strength was not what it normally is. But I still went to the gym and followed my meal plan. And funny enough, I lost weight, which is really strange to me because I was eating all my meals, but I guess I was really down bad. There were times where I wanted to neglect all the commitments I made to myself, but I constantly reminded myself that I have to keep going and showing up, and that the only way things are going to get better is if I do what I said I'm going to do. If I decided to sleep and skip my morning sessions, getting back into my routine was going to be difficult, and it was going to set me back from the body goals I set for myself, and my strength was going to be worse than it is now. Not only did I show up at the gym, I showed up in other areas of my life where I was expected to show up even though my cup was empty. When you're going through something, it's easy showing up for work because you don't have a choice, but it's so hard showing up for yourself. If you are currently going through a tough time, I want to encourage you to keep showing up for yourself. Like I said, it's easy showing up for work and other commitments because you don't have a choice, but showing up for yourself is hard when you're going through a tough time. So please keep showing up for yourself. Showing up for yourself when things are hard builds resilience. This is not to say that we shouldn't allow ourselves to feel our emotions or we should force ourselves to do things when we don't have the strength to. If you don't have the strength to carry on or show up, take a break, put yourself together and carry on when you're ready. However, don't allow your emotions or a bad week to get in the way of the vision you have for yourself. A lot of times when things don't go our way or we come across a setback, we are quick to abandon the whole mission or the goal that we're pursuing. We do this to protect ourselves from more disappointment and hurt, and this is understandable. No one wants to keep getting hurt and disappointed. However, it is during this time that our resilience is tested and built. We have to carry on and keep showing up. Even if you don't show up all the way, just show up. Resilience is a strong and positive quality to have. But actually being resilient when you're faced with adversity is not nice and there's nothing positive about it. It actually sucks because you have to be strong when you don't have the strength to be strong. It's really nice being applauded for your ability to bounce back when you're faced with adversity, but actually being resilient is hell. But we have to stay resilient. If you need a time out from the world or need a week to cry, it's okay. Take the time out and cry. Just don't prolong your time out or your pity party. If you prolong your time out or pity party, you're going to get comfortable being in that state and it's going to take you time to get back up again. It's going to take you more time because you became too comfortable taking a time out and having a pity party. And this is going to set you back 10 steps than the one setback you are currently facing or the one that discouraged and demotivated you. One of my amazing friends is doing his second master's degree. And he always tells me how hectic things are. But he says what keeps him going is knowing that if he doesn't pursue this master's degree or if he decides to drop out, things are only going to get worse than they are now. And this is so true for many of us with the different situations we're faced with in life. Quitting or allowing the difficulty of the task or the setback you're faced with to fully consume you is only going to make things worse. Carry on despite the setbacks so you can thank yourself later and save yourself the time and energy of constantly starting and never finishing things because of a setback or because things weren't going your way. So carry on, even if it means praying to God every single day, asking Him to give you strength. Just carry on. I saw a TikTok video of a lady talking about how she started her YouTube channel the same year as Jackie Aina. Jackie is a successful YouTuber with over 1 million subscribers on YouTube. The lady spoke about how she stopped posting on YouTube because her videos were not doing well. When her videos were not doing well, she started thinking she's not pretty enough and not entertaining enough for engagement on YouTube because her views were low. So now she was looking back and thinking about how life would have been different if she continued to upload on YouTube despite the low views and the self-doubt. She said the regret of not carrying on is far worse than the fear she had back then of not doing well on YouTube. She can start posting on YouTube again now, but do you see how she has to start again when she could have just continued if she was resilient? Her saying that the regret of not carrying on is worse than the fear she had of not doing well back then confirms what I'm saying when I say that if you quit, stop, or prolong your pity party, things are going to get worse or harder. Things get worse because it's going to be hard to motivate yourself while dealing with the regret and the anger you have towards yourself for not carrying on or showing up and the opportunities you missed. I know some people will say maybe it wasn't her time and now is her time. They'll say it's a time thing, but that's not the case because she stopped posting because of her insecurities. So the moral of the story is don't allow your insecurities to demotivate you. There are already too many people in the world trying to demotivate you. Don't be one of them. And yeah, sure, sometimes it can be about timing, but it's not always about timing. Sometimes it's just your insecurities. You have to fight back when life happens or when your insecurities discourage you. Do it depressed, do it sad, do it crying. Just fight back. Be stubborn. That is the only way you're going to get what you want out of life. Just be stubborn. Fight for yourself. Fight to survive. You know, you can't dictate what life is going to throw at you, but you can dictate how you deal with it. Resilience is not a quality we are born with. It's a quality we have to build up. During the week, I watched an amazing TED Talk on resilience by Dr. Lucy Holm. She is a research psychologist and expert in resilience. She has done a lot of research on resilience. I'm going to share some of her tips on building resilience. I'll also share tips from my own personal experiences. The first tip is to have compassion for yourself. When we fail at something or we're set back, we tend to be hard on ourselves. We question why we didn't see the setback coming and we talk negatively to ourselves. And most of the time we think of ourselves as weak for experiencing what we're going through. Doing this doesn't help and it certainly doesn't motivate us to bounce back. When you're faced with adversity, show yourself compassion because you can't dictate what life throws at you. You can only dictate how you deal with it. The second tip is acknowledging and accepting that suffering, failure, and loss are a part of life. This one is a hard one because no one wants to suffer and no one wants to go through life experiencing negative emotions. However, like I said in the previous episode, whatever you're going through, someone is also going through it, or someone has gone through it. Personally, I don't like this tip, although it's a good tip and it's true. It's a tip from Dr. Lucy. She mentioned it in her TED Talk on resilience. The link to the TED Talk is in the show notes of the podcast. When I was going through what I was going through, I asked myself what makes me happy and I focused on that and drew my confidence and inspiration from what makes me happy. The only thing that was making me happy was going to the gym and celebrating how strong my body has become over the years. That was the only thing that made me happy and that's what I focused on. For the past 3 weeks, my Instagram stories were just me in the gym. The podcast also makes me happy. It's just unfortunate I experienced a mental block, but I'm glad I managed to show up and stay consistent. The next tip is to take the necessary time to process the setback or whatever it is that you're facing. Just remember to not prolong being in that state to avoid being comfortable. Be stubborn and fight for yourself. The last tip is to ask yourself, is what I'm doing helping me or harming me? This is a question I didn't know I needed to ask myself before watching Dr. Lucy. It's such a profound question. So let's say, for example, you didn't get a promotion that you really thought you were going to get. So now every day you sit and daydream about how wonderful life would have been if you had been promoted. You think about the nice car you were going to drive, or the nice place you were going to stay at, and the holidays and clothes you were going to afford. Thinking and daydreaming about this is only going to make the situation worse for yourself. It's harming you because you keep getting hurt when you snap back into reality and realize that things are not as they are in your daydreams. When you are constantly thinking about how great things could have been, you are not being mindful and present at all. And you might not even be mindful and present at work and at home. And this could lead to you not doing your job properly, and you might get a warning or be dismissed. Or your partner might feel neglected at home, thus leading to relationship problems. A lot of things that can harm you can happen from you not being present and mindful. So it's important to ask yourself whether what you're doing is helping you or harming you. I think acceptance is a huge part of building resilience. I don't know what you're going through or what you've gone through or what you've abandoned because you experienced setbacks or because life happened or your insecurities got to you. I don't know. But I want you to know that bouncing back is possible as long as you keep fighting for yourself. Bouncing back is possible. Have faith in God and ask Him to give you strength. He will. You just have to show up. I know you might be tired from all the disappointment and everything that's going on, but please keep showing up. I pray this podcast helps you or your loved ones deal with difficult times and encourages you to never give up on yourself or what you want. I love you all. Bye for now. My throat is burning, guys. Oh my goodness.